On December 11th, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the state of Illinois' days of preventing its citizens from carrying concealed firearms were numbered, and quite specifically numbered, 180. The legislature had 6 months to create a law in line with the court's opinion. Illinois has the country's strictest concealed carry law. Basically, no regular citizen can legally carry, outside their home, a firearm that is in any way accessible, even if the gun is unloaded. The court noted with incredulity that not even Massachusetts' gun laws were as harsh as Illinois'. But this state's concealed carry law, even if out of line with the rest of the country, is not new. So, why the change? Well, the past 4 years have seen two important Second Amendment cases decided by the Supreme Court, one of them from Illinois and the other from Washington, D.C. The D.C. case enshrined in American law, quote, the right of law-abiding, responsible citizens to use arms in defense of hearth and home, unquote. The Seventh Circuit has simply extended that personal right for Illinois citizens to pretty much everywhere else. The written opinion is a rambunctious one, citing recent case law and social science, along with some fun, though rather well-worn, precedent. Judge Richard Posner wrote, quote, one doesn't have to be a historian to realize that a right to keep and bear arms for personal self-defense in the 18th century could not rationally have been limited to the home, unquote. For evidence of this, we are treated to some of the writings of William Blackstone, an Oxford professor whose commentaries on the laws of England were first published in 1765. Blackstone's name is invoked 15 times in this opinion. But our jurisprudential time travel doesn't end there, at the founding era. Nope. We are treated to the 17th century reasoning of Edward Coke, and later, or earlier, I guess, we make it all the way back to the 14th century. The state's side against concealed carry is apparently bolstered by 1328's Statute of Northampton. It said that not unless he was on the king's business could a man, quote, ride armed by night nor by day in fairs, markets, nor in the presence of the justices or the ministers, nor in no part elsewhere, unquote, nor in no part elsewhere. Now that is how you end a sentence. Of course, history only takes you so far. What are the more current arguments for concealed carry? Justice Posner writes, quote, a Chicagoan is a good deal more likely to be attacked on a sidewalk in a rough neighborhood than in his apartment on the 35th floor of Park Tower. A woman who is being stalked or has obtained a protective order against a violent ex-husband is more vulnerable to being attacked while walking to or from her home than when inside, unquote. The takeaway of the Seventh Circuit's opinion is that if the Constitution guarantees a person's right to be protected in the home, it naturally extends that right outside. But then, this decision was handed down 3 days before the massacre of schoolchildren in Newtown, Connecticut, an event that changed the firearm debate like none before. And so there was not exactly a stampede in the Illinois legislature to liberalize gun laws, court opinion or no. In fact, 3 days after the tragedy, Attorney General Lisa Madigan asked the court for an extension of time to file a petition for rehearing of the case by the entire Seventh Circuit, a request she made good on some 3 weeks later. The court is now considering whether to rehear the case. Before the Newtown tragedy, such a rehearing was a long shot. Madigan probably wasn't going to ask for it, and the court probably wouldn't have granted it in any event. Now, after the intervention of real-world events, a rehearing of the case seems likely. I'm Travis McDade.